The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning and welcome to Think and Grow Rich Mastermind. And this week and this day, we are talking about faith, the second step to riches, with the masterclass. This is going to be an absolutely wonderful day because we come together to explore this wonderful book and how it impacts our lives. Today is a special day for a number of reasons. It is a leap year, and it is the day that makes it a leap year. So we will talk about that a little bit later. But before we get into that, I'd like to introduce my co-host and the awesome Ann McNeil. She is the master builder, founder of International Masterminders Association, and she's a speaker, author, and small business coach. President of MCO Construction and Services, founder and chairman of the National Association of Black Women in Construction. Also, we have Mr. Galen Bingham, who is a leadership strategist and certified executive coach, CEO of Killam Global Coaching and Consulting, and he will correct me on how to pronounce that. Galen helps leaders make permanent success in their lives and work. We have additional co-hosts. However, they're out making things happen today, and that's Pagim Escavera, who's a motivational leadership speaker, and Dr. Peter James. Today, it's like I said, it's going to be awesome. And let's hear first from Ann McNeil. Welcome, Ann.
Welcome, 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 welcome to you and to all of our listeners because, again, like you said, this is going to be a phenomenal show because we are phenomenal people. And I am, of course, Ann McNeil, the master builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life, supporting entrepreneurs and especially professional and executive women, helping them to get greater clarity in their highest income-producing areas of their business and their life using my McNeil Factor Mastermind System and my insights from the book Think and Grow Rich. And as the founder of the International Mastermind Association, I'm excited to talk about this book. And so we'll go to Galen, and I am ready to get started.
Welcome. Good morning, ladies. I am just really, really excited to join the show as well. This is Galen Bingham. I'm a leadership strategist, a certified executive coach, and CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. I help leaders bake permanent success into their life and work. And this is actually one of my – not only is this one of my favorite books, because I think I must have read this thing, I don't know, 5 or 6 times, but this is actually one of my favorite episodes when we do this masterclass and share with the audience what we do when we are just when it's just us, when the microphones aren't turned on and we're just having our mastermind discussion, because we are a mastermind, and we push each other, we challenge each other, we really drive each other to live our best experience. And I'm just really excited every time we get to share what we do individually with the larger audience. This is going to be an amazing show. I can't wait to get in. The faith chapter is really, really cornerstone to the entire 13 steps that Napoleon Hill has outlined. So let's get into it.
All right. And I am Ursula Odom, and I'm the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do. In that, we capture, preserve, and present legacy information and preserve it for the future. And this is what I love about what we do every Saturday morning. We capture those stories. We capture the success, the things that we learn, and share it. And we also invite you to be a part of that, especially this morning. What we're going to do is explore what this chapter has meant to us in an interactive way. We're going to be reflective of what has happened this month, and again, invite you to join in the conversation. But before we get into that, let's review what the 13 steps of success really are.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts. Use the knowledge. Use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element. and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spend some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
Welcome back, and I am your host, Ursula Odom, for today's mastermind class. But it is going to be exciting because here's what we do on the last Saturday of a given chapter. We refer back to what we've learned, we summarize, we interact with each other, and we interact with you, our listening audience, about what this chapter means to us. How has it impacted our lives? And especially today, today is February 29th. It is a leap year, and this is the day that makes it a leap year. So with that, we're going to add to the theme of faith, leap year. So the question that I have of my master class leaders today to start this off is, using this chapter, what leap of faith did you take that worked for you? So we're going to just have an interactive conversation. Let's start with Galen. What leap of faith have you ever taken, and how did that work for you?
Wow, ever. Ever's a long time. I can just think back to the past month and a half or so. I think I've always been a coach at heart, even in my 30 years working in corporate America. The way that I would always approach leading my teams was through coaching and giving advice and that kind of thing. But over the past year and a half, I really have taken seriously this idea of being a professional coach. And so the leap of starting my own firm, the audacity of thinking that I could be of service to executives that are doing major, major things required a bit of faith. I mean, there's always that small voice that's speaking negative things in your head about the impossibility. But I had to just take a leap. I had to just decide that this is what I was created to do, that all of my experiences were bottled up into one person for this reason. And I just took the step to make that a reality, forming my company, getting the certifications, getting the professional training, and then speaking to executives about what I know that I can do to help them crush their most important goals. That took a bit of faith. And what's interesting is that the name of the company that I now run, Kill Global, is actually a name that I thought of in 2004. And it just took all of this time for me to step into the destiny that has, I think, always been there. But I had to have faith that this is actually what I was designed to do. So, bit of an example, but definitely something that I am seeing work out for not only me, but work out for my clients, work out for the organizations that I work with. But it was something that I had to embrace and just step into. And what about you? You're kind of the ringleader here. I'm sorry, Ursula. What were you? Go ahead.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you one more question about Kill Global. You came up with the concept, you came up with the idea and the name and held on to it. So what does that mean? What does Kill Global, it's a different spelling, so tell us about it.
Yeah. So Kill, anyone who's familiar with turning either clay into pottery, or when you think of steel or some of the harder metals, steel is one of the hardest metals that we know of, but yet we're able to mold it, we're able to bend it, we're able to turn it into beautiful art or something functional. In order to do that, you've got to be able to melt it somehow. You're going to melt this thing that is really, really hard. And in order to do that, in order to transform either clay into pottery or alloy into something functional, you've got to put it into an oven. Those ovens are called kilns. And the function of the oven is nothing more than to hold the heat that is used to turn those materials into something more desired. And so my job as an executive coach is to hold the heat to turn people into or to transform people from who they are to who they want to be. And that is not always polite because nothing ever happens when you're comfortable. So my job is to create the environment that will allow for transformational change. I'm not talking about incremental change. I'm not talking about, you know, I've grown my business by 3% last year, and I'm shooting for 4% this year. No, we're changing the trajectory of people's lives, and it's my job to put them in the environment, the situations, so that they can realize that change.
That's amazing, because when I read your bio, I saw bake, and I thought it was a typo. So now that you've explained that, oh my goodness, this is so cool. I love the thought that you put into it and how it transfers into what you actually do. It's actually a marching order, and it's brilliant in my opinion. But, you know, that's just my thought about it.
Well, my mom would agree with that thought, so.
All right. And what was your leap of faith? Oh, my goodness, I know you have a lot.
Well, I want to really go back and comment on what two of you are discussing, because I thought the exact same thing. As many times recently that I've heard the introduction for Galen, I thought I heard another word. Today, for the first time, I heard the word bake, B-A-K-E. And I'm familiar with the word kiln. And what I would encourage you to consider doing, now putting my coaching hat on, Galen, because this is our master class and we're talking to everybody as we talk to each other, I really would encourage you that when you speak and when you share, do that 30-second commercial about what you just said, because the point cements and bakes the story. The story cements and bakes the point. And so now that we understand the story behind the name and we know you, we get it. And now that we get it, you can get it to another level and take it to your client before you start coaching with them to give them a better understanding about what they're getting ready to experience as they go into that oven.
Absolutely.
Now, for me, I am the master builder. My leap of faith is walking in that title and being comfortable with the fact that that's who I am, an expert on these principles, an expert on this philosophy, and it is demonstrated in everything I do. Because everything I do is intentional and it is congruent. That's my leap. The leap for me also is a different level of consciousness as I begin to reread this book for this show and for what I'm doing with the Black NSA mastermind using my McNeil Factor Mastermind Success System for these principles and helping people understand how do you take your desire mixed with your faith and the auto suggestion and all of the other principles to really create that desired result you're looking for. So my success consciousness, I would say just in the last 30 days, has taken a huge leap, the kind of leap that Galen just talked about. I am on that spiral up with a huge leap of faith in the principles and faith in knowing how you strengthen the faith. And so even with the rereading, and I know we're going to get into this in the book as we wrap up this chapter, but I am really just getting the fact that faith is strengthened. We're talking about leaps now, leap of faith. In order to have a leap of our faith, we must understand how do you grow your faith? How do you strengthen your faith? And one of the ways I'm learning from the principles in the book, the other book, see, my mom was a holiness minister, so y'all just have to give me a moment. My mom, through the principles of the Bible, you know, I read those words that said that faith comes by hearing. And hearing what? Can everybody tell me what you hear? The word says you hear what? Y'all, come on now. Let's open up all the mics for all of the listeners and let them tell us. So if you're listening to us, you know that other book, y'all know the book, it says faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing the what? W-O-R-D. So I got that from my mom. But here's the leap of faith that I'm getting from Napoleon Hill as I continue to reread this book. The faith is strengthened by the auto-suggestion of repeating and hearing the words of your affirmation. That's the key. It is imperative that we each understand with clarity, what do you want? Don't have to worry about how you're going to get it. And so when we come on this show and we talk about these principles, and now we're learning, we are learning because we're on a leap of faith too, in terms of continuing to learn at a different level of consciousness and vibration on how do you connect the principle to principle to principle to principle in understanding how to create the desire, how to achieve the desire, and then eventually, which is what Galen and the rest of us are doing, learn how to teach what we're learning. So that's my leap of faith. And taking myself and everybody connected with me with all of my five or six different businesses, but taking us to another level. And I will encourage everybody who's listening, consider the fact that everybody you're connected with is looking to you to take them to another level. And if you don't go to another level, they can't go to another level. And this whole concept is so empowering to me that, and this is why I'm encouraging everybody, I'm stopping at 50, but who's ever mastermind with us with Black NSA or who desires to take yourself to another level, join us, and Monday is the last day you can register, well, today, you know, going into Monday, but join us as a part of our Black NSA Speakers Mastermind that we do every Monday for 10 weeks as we delve through these chapters, one chapter a week. The reason is this. And I'm asking everybody to come back. Why? Because our level of consciousness, talking about leaps of faith, our level of consciousness, when we first started this 8 or 9 masterminds ago, we were all, let's say, on a level of 1 to 10, myself included. We may have been at a level 2. Then we came back again. We may have been at a level 3 or 4. So those who came back again may have been at a level 5 or 6. Some people started falling off and actually implementing the principles. But what happens over time is the rest of us that continue to go to level 5, 6, 7, 8, our consciousness went to a whole nother level. So the power of the mastermind, which creates another mind, you know, that third mind, it took us and is taking us to an entirely different level of connectedness and vibration. And so when we talk about the leap of faith, come on, somebody. Y'all help me out. I'm excited.
Should we say amen?
Yeah, really.
It is early It is early, but I'm telling you, I am so excited. I couldn't wait to wake up this morning to be on this show, because what I'm also learning is the more stuff I put in, I drink a glass of water every morning, and I squeeze a lemon in it, right? And so I look at the seeds that's coming out of the lemon, and every morning I think the same thought, wow, every seed, whatever's inside this lemon seed, the harder I squeeze it, it's going to come out. And one morning I said, oh, my gosh, Ann, the same with you. Squeeze me, and the harder you squeeze me, whatever's in me is going to come out. But if I'm not putting anything in, there's nothing to come out, right? Or right. What's coming out, you really don't. It's going to be the bitter part of that lemon. But when you input these principles and the success consciousness, you squeeze that lemon, Ann McNeil, and what's coming out is lemonade. Okay, I'm done. Back to you, Ursula.
Okay, so, oh my goodness. Okay, so for me, before I talk about my leap of faith, what I want to remind everyone that's listening is that when I'm done, there may be a couple of you or several of you that may want to add your leap of faith example, and you're invited to do that. So for me, I'm learning that as I learn about the principles today, I look back over things that I've done in the past and realize that it was at work even though I didn't understand it. And even as Ann talked about the desire and the things that she mentioned, I thought back at when I was very new at GTE. And I was in computer services and supporting systems. I had done a lot of work. I knew a lot of stuff. And I wanted to travel. So my desire was I wanted to travel. I was this little country girl that could barely keep my shoes on because I was used to walking around in the dirt. But I wanted to travel. So I told everybody I knew, I want to travel. I want to travel. I want to travel. Because there was a need to travel around the country supporting systems, but I had not done it for the company. And one day, one of the senior people announced that he was getting married and could not go on a trip. Thought about was, Ursula keeps talking about she wants to travel. Ursula, can you do it? Sure, I said, as I took that leap of faith. Because I had never been out to support a system by myself. I had no idea I did have an idea. I knew I was ready, but I had to have faith in that ability. Chapter 2, faith says, number 2, the self-confidence formula, talks about I know I have the ability to achieve the object of my desire. And at that moment, I knew I had the ability. So I said yes, and then I went and sat and shook, you know, at the fact that I said yes. It worked. I did my job and came back a success. The next trip I took was to Hawaii. Lord have mercy. I was so excited. And that ended up being 3 separate 2-week trips to Hawaii because I took that leap of faith based on the fact that I knew I had the ability to achieve the object of my desire. And I'm only able to communicate that because this book has taught me the words to say based on the actions that were taken years ago. So that's where I am right now. And as I conclude this, I understand that there may be a couple of people that are interested in talking about their leaps of faith. If so, press 1 on your phone and we will come to you. But in the meantime, we're going to take a short break and go to a commercial break.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. /masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com www.facebook.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Okay, welcome back. I am your host, Ursula Odom of Sula 2, and this is Think and Grow Rich Mastermind, and this is the Masterclass with your Master Leaders. And we have someone that would like to share their leap of faith, and your number is 7509. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Yolanda from Texas.
Good morning, Yolanda.
I don't even know where to begin. My whole life has been nothing but the leap of faith because I grew up in the South with grandparents. You followed to church almost every night when you stayed with them. You went to church when you were at home in Sunday school, and you understood what the Bible was teaching you. And it wasn't until you all started talking that I realized that 2013 was a pretty good, bad year, good, bad year for me. And I had two major surgeries, got laid off twice, but they only went through it once, and I interviewed for a job when I didn't work for the company, and I had cancer and almost had a third surgery. So it was a lot going on. But all the way through it, all I remember as they were telling me how my body was killing me was that as much as I wanted to say to them, pressuring me to do things I didn't want to do, I opened my mouth and it was my faith that carried me through. It just said, trust and believe. Those were the only two words that I could get out after all those words I had rolling around in my mind. And from that point on, that has carried me quite a way, because at that same time, I chose not to go back to a job that I needed. All because I got that same morning, read my version of Bible, and it said, I didn't bring you out of a situation for you to go back into it. So after going through that phone interview for a job that I had interviewed for, gotten for a company I didn't work for, who wanted me to come back, after they laid me off two times in 1 year, I said, no, I'm not going to do it. Because I had been told before, trust and believe. I was without a job for 5 years and wasn't sure if I would ever get to the point where I could get to another one, battling my health issues and doing all the things that I was doing before. Then I found NABWIC. I stalked them for 2 years before I even decided to even try to join. I joined not knowing anything about them besides what I had read on the internet and listening in on these types of calls. I'd been in and out of different organizations because they weren't what I needed, and they didn't give me what I felt that I needed in order to be successful. Now that I settled on it, I kept going and kept doing things, even though I had no real force of income, by faith, which brought me into another job that I wouldn't have thought that I was going to have. It took me different people to show me what my talents were, and I focused on those, not thinking that this would bring me back to Texas, because I had left and come back again to the place where I was supposed to have been 5 years ago if I had taken that job from the company who laid me off twice in 1 year. So, and reading this book has just really pulled it all together, where I understand the faith in something that I can't see or believe in, which is God. So now I can pour that into me and elevate myself. And that's what I'm working on now, is elevating me. So thank
Amazing.
You, Masterminders, and thank you, Anne, for introducing me to Think and Grow Rich.
Thank you.
I think we're all,
oh my goodness.
I think we're all speechless, including our listeners. Yolanda, what you just did for all of us was to confirm why we come on every single Saturday. And for many of you that may not know, this podcast has been going on for over 10 years. And it started with the International Mastermind Association's desire, just with our mastermind members, to give each of our mastermind groups would have a Saturday to talk about a principle. And this show has evolved to the point to where we are now today. And I believe that I can speak on behalf of all of our co-hosts and our listeners to say you just encouraged and you just blessed us, because when we come on, we never know who we're talking to. We never know who will ever hear this. But this we do know, that if we walk by faith and not by sight toward that which we desire, as we are desiring it, it is desiring us, and it shows up by faith. So when Ursula talked about the leap of faith, we want to encourage all of our listeners. We have a lot of people listening in today, and I know people will listen to this podcast in the future. We really want to encourage you, you know, press one on your dial, like she said, you know, join the conversation and share, because that's why we do this on the last Saturday, not just for us to open up and share, but also to give all of you a platform to open up and share. Like Yolanda said, she's been listening to the show for years, and we actually work together. And so I am just so honored, Yolanda. I really am very appreciative to know how we've been a blessing to you, but also you're also a blessing to us. So Galen and Ursula, we might want to take a commercial and take a breath and come back and allow some others that may be interested in pressing one on their dial to share, because we will be wrapping up shortly, but we want to give you an opportunity like Yolanda just did. If you've been, and even if this is your first time listening and you'd like to share something about your leap of faith, we would love to have you on. Thank you, Ursula. Galen.
Thank you.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
Welcome back to Think and Grow Rich. Faith is the second chapter, and that's what we're talking about today. Now, it is leap year. It is the day that makes it leap year. It's February 29th. So for the next segment that we're going to talk about faith, what I'd like the leaders to talk about is a leap of faith that did not work and what you learned. And if you'd like, you can combine it with what steps do you want to take, what leap do you want to take in the future. So, Galen, why don't we start with you?
Yeah, you know, before I get into that, you know, one of the things I wanted to highlight is something that you talked about in the first segment and Anne talked about as well, and I alluded to just a little bit in my intro, and that's this idea of getting comfortable with the power that we have inside of us, because, you know, all of us, we already have everything that we need in order to do the things that we want to do. But it's a matter of getting comfortable. It's a matter of embracing that. And that was something that, that each of us talked about. And I just want to highlight here, you know, one of the other things that I'm always, I don't know, surprised by, upset by, frustrated by, and that is the fact that I am absolutely convinced that someone is sneaking into my library and adding words to this book that I read almost every day, if not every week. And they're sneaking words in and making it fit the text, because there is a portion on of this version of Think and Grow Rich that I am convinced was not here before, although I've got some underlines around some of the words. And I want to read some of that. And it says, "The sum and substance of the teachings of the and the achievements of Christ, which have been interpreted as miracles, were nothing more nor less than faith. If there are any such phenomena as miracles, they are produced only through the state of mind known as faith. Some teachers of religion and many who call themselves Christians neither understand or practice faith." So all of the things that we say we would love to do, we just don't know how to do it. Knowing how to do it is not a prerequisite for actually doing it. The prerequisite for actually doing these things that we wish, that we dream, that we hope for is faith. And, you know, Anne talked earlier about how auto-suggestion is how you build your faith. But the first step is to have faith. The first step is to have desire and then have the faith that that desire can actually become a reality. And I just wanted to highlight that, because, you know, the more that we can get clarity around this thing that we believe that we were created to do or that we want to achieve, and the more that we can have faith that regardless of whether I know how to achieve it right now or not, whether I see the resources in the physical or not, having the faith that this is going to come to pass, that I think that is at the core of what I've heard so far from all the stories and what I'm reading into this, like I said, this part of my book that someone just snuck in last night. So those are my thoughts. I don't know if that addresses your question or not, but I just felt compelled to share that with the audience and with the rest of the group. What do you guys think about that?
Well, when you said that, it reminded me of part of what Anne said too, in terms of the seed. I heard once that a seed actually has everything it needs in it to produce a plant for the first period of that plant's life. You know, it's like all the nutrition, the nourishment, or whatever. And if I relate that to an idea, that idea has everything that will sustain that idea until it can get a foothold into something that will help it grow. And so combining what you said, what Anne said, and thinking about what I'd heard about the seed, it seems appropriate, because we have faith in the seed, in what we already have within us to make something happen. We just have to find the fertile ground to plant.
I just wrote, actually, in preparation for the show this morning, this is so powerful, I just wrote something similar to what you said, because again, the going back to what Galen's point is about what faith really is and Christ, and how for those of us who are Christian, it doesn't matter what you worship, who you worship, does this, this is not sure it's not about that, but faith is a principle. And when you think of an idea, going to your point, you're given everything you need based upon the point you're at. And so oftentimes people want to work their faith, but there's nothing that they want the faith to work on and work through and work in. Does that make sense? And so then they sit, they don't put feet to their faith and move, And I see we have a caller whose last four numbers are 3400. Ursula, with your permission, we can go ahead and bring that call in. But I think that this is so phenomenal. Line upon line, precept upon precept, we are in the book. Whichever book you want to be in, we're in the book.
Yes. Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. Hey, this is Wyman Windbush, and I'm just enjoying the show, the program this morning. The topic was, hey, what happens when you step out on faith and it looks like things don't work for you? What happens then? And, you know, Ann talked about precept upon precept. How about faith upon faith? I do something I call living the Romans 8:28 life. For me, it says that all things work for my good. Even when they don't go right, eventually I have faith that in the end it's going to work to my good. And that gives me a reason for hope and for joy and to look forward. Even on my worst day, I have faith that it's going to work for my good. And it just changes your disposition. It's hard to go to bed, said that, hey, this is an awful day, this is the end, when you have you believe in your heart of hearts that even that day is going to work for your good. And then
come on, Wyman.
Yeah.
I said, come on, Wyman. Thank you for bringing us back to the word.
I say about that, too.
The question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Wyman.
The other thing, Galen, for those who read the book, you know it refers to having access to infinite knowledge. If you have faith in that, then you seek that infinite knowledge in every facet of your life. And what you'll find is when you believe that and you're conscious of the fact that you have a connection to infinite knowledge, at a subconscious level, you will then start tapping in to knowledge and wisdom, discernment, understanding, and revelation, and things will be coming out of your mouth, and you'll be putting it on paper, and you yourself will wonder, where did that come from? And that's just, again, a manifestation of, do you take inventory of what we believe? Because you can't have faith in that which you don't believe, and our expectations are an extension of our faith. I'll take your comments offline.
Yeah,
let me jump in because I know
Ann can bring us home, but here's a couple of things I wanted to say to Wyman's comments. Number one, for me, it's, you know, I have been associating around the church for all of my life since I was 7 years old, and Mom was making me go just because I had to go. And the one piece that I have locked onto and really kind of hung most of my professional and spiritual existence is that part of scripture that you just quoted. And that is that all things will work to my good as long as I love God and I'm called according to his purpose. Those aren't my words. Those are his. That's almost like I consider that a contract. I consider that a spiritual contract that as long as I stay focused on the last part of that, which are my obligations, that things are supposed to work out to my good. Again, not my words. Those are his words. And then as far as hard times for me, I have always said that hard times come to test if you really believe what you say you believe. That hard times come to test if you really want what you say you want. Because if you don't really want it, then why should the universe go to all the trouble of getting it for you if you don't really want it? So those are my thoughts. I'd love to get everyone else comment on that. And Wyman, I'd love to bring you back in and try to get your comments on that as well. Any thoughts, Ursula, Ann?
Yeah, there was one thing that came to mind when he said, even when you think it's a bad day, it turns out for your good if what you're doing is good. And I had that happen to me in what I thought was a devastating way, even though at the time that it happened, I was on such a high that it didn't matter that much. But I had a speaking engagement, and I also had a vending table.
And the presentation went extremely well, a lot of accolades, had a good time. Oh, it was good, right? When I got back to my table, it was like a free-for-all because I got back to the table late. And I basically donated a lot of books to that event because I wasn't there and didn't have anyone there to tend the table. So for me, that felt like a bad moment. But when I evaluated what happened, one, it was my fault. I should have had somebody there. But why didn't I have someone there? Because either I didn't want to bother somebody or didn't want to hire someone. And when I calculate what I donated that day, I could have paid somebody many times over. And then on top of that, they would have sold books for me too. So it's caused me to say, okay, that was a wonderful lesson. And from here on out, I will make it a part of my process to grow and be prepared for success. Because that's what that was. They wanted it. And I mentioned that to Ann, and Ann said you couldn't get any better advertisement. You know, they wanted it, and they got it. And I was okay with that because, I got an honorarium. I went and replaced the book, so no big deal. But it was a lesson on many, many levels, and it worked for my good.
Yeah, and for me, I'll go back to Wyma's question. Thank you, Wyma, for bringing us back. And I would like to also say thank you, Wyman, for serving, because Wyman is our host for the Black NSA Mastermind. As I continue to encourage everybody, we're cutting it off at 50. My goal is to get to 50. There are only a few spots left, four or five at that left, because I'm actually here right now at the National Speakers Association Winter Conference. So I was working the room last night. I'm going to go work the room today. And I'm not leaving here until I get to 50. So for those of you that are listening, this is your last chance to join because we're cutting it off at 50. But I want to go back to Wyman's question, and you hit it right on the head, Wyman. For me in my life, that scripture of all things, and sometimes we want to be selective, going back to Ursula's question, what happens when it don't work? Well, I contend it always works when you believe that scripture, because we may not see how it's working now for our good. Stay in a certain level of consciousness and work the inner part of your mind and your spirit in doing the work, which are these principles or whatever work you want to call it, whether it's journaling, whether it's meditating, whatever works for you. Once you stay in that success consciousness, what appears to be not working for you, eventually give it time. I think that that's the formula. It's a function of time and continuing to move toward the goal, because what you may see as negative or defeat, somebody else may see the exact same thing as something that's working for your good. It's like going into Galen Kim and being baited. But you got to be willing to stay in there long enough to come out as pure gold. So that would be my response. And I have a lot of examples. I'll just give you one. I'll give you one example where it's worked for my good. I took the general contractor's exam eons ago when I decided to go into construction. And I failed because I knew absolutely nothing about construction. I just really wanted to take the exam and see what it was like. And taking the exam actually came out of one of our mastermind meetings where I kept saying, I want to start my construction company. And I said that for years. And one of my mastermind partners said, you know, well, why don't you take a class? I took the class, took the test, and I failed. I took it again. The next time it was offered, I failed again. I traveled all over the state. Everywhere they were offering this test, I traveled through the state of Florida preparing to take the test, which only came like twice a year. I took it again. I failed. I'm not going to be defeated. I'm not going to look at it as a defeat. I traveled. I took it again. I failed. Fell by 2 points. The next time, yes, I fell by 1 point. Yes, I failed 6 times. The last time, I failed again by 1 point. But when I finally passed that test, I pass by, take one guess. Everybody who's listening to me, you get one guess. I pass by one freaking point. Now, after I went through all of that, but this is the good that comes out of it, I became a test taker. After I failed and failed and failed, and this is a part of the National Association of Black Women in Construction being formed, because after I failed so many times, my husband, who graduated valedictorian, began to help me toward the end. And he would, every Saturday, I would get up like I'm going into the test. And he would give me the test. I'd take the test, and then he would score. He'd give it back to me, tell me what I needed to work on, and I have to go back in. I did that every Saturday and Sunday for a year. Yes, a year. That's why I don't take excuses from people who complain. But finally, when I passed the test, I never realized the impact of that persistence was having on my children. When later they came back to me and shared stories of how when they wanted to quit something, and I'm almost about to cry, that they thought about me, Jesus, they thought about me taking that test over and over and over and over and over again, and I would not quit. But then when I was approached by other black women, the first one, I helped her pass that test first try. The second one, I helped her pass that test by first try. The third person was a black guy. I helped him pass that test on the first try. Why? Because I became a test taker, and I knew where all the answers were, and I knew how to pass that test. Now, people who may have saw that before, why don't you quit? This is not for you. Give it up, da-da-da-da. I was looking at what Wyman said. All things work together for good, but it is our joy to find the good in them, and that's where the work is. So I'm going to go back to you. But that's my response to the question. Thank you both.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. You're blessing so many people by that example. I just know it. And we also have another person with a question. Odedra, and good morning. What is your question?
Good morning, everyone. This has been such an amazing show. I just want to thank every single one of you for it. I actually just wanted to know how you're able to join the Black NSA Mastermind.
Okay. And?
I'm posting the link, but if you go to blacknsamastermind.com, blacknsamastermind.com, that's the website. But I will post online the actual link.
Okay?
I'll post it on my page, and I'll also send it to you. But for those people who are listening, and I'm looking for it right now, let me just do it properly right now so that all of our listeners will know, because I think it is so empowering. It is called Black, B-L-A-C-K, NSA Mastermind.com, and it's called, it's the Spring 20 Mastermind. And we really want to encourage you when you come, you know, focus on your speaking business. So this is a speaker's mastermind. So we want people to focus on your speaking business. And some of you may even want to start a business or whatever. But thank you so very much, Odedra, for the question. But that's how you would join. You would go to that website and everybody else who's listening. And if there's any, for any reason you don't make it this time, that's not for Odedra, anybody listening, because this podcast will go on forever. If you're listening in the future and you're interested, we're doing it every 10 weeks. So you can just still go to that website and you'll be able to find the newest podcast and the newest mastermind is coming up. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Odedra, for that. So once someone told me that it's not how many lives that you affect, but that you affect lives. So every time someone responds positively to something that is being offered to them, I feel like a life has been affected. So that connection is just amazing, because this is what Anne wants. This is what Anne knows we need. And someone responded. So thank you for the moment, Odedra. Okay, so with that, I'll ask my co-host, if there's any final things that you would like to say before we wrap it up, something that was inspired by the conversation, by the book, or by just a thought that came from a thought vibration. I mean, what is it? Thought vibration.
I'll go first this time, and I'll let Galen wrap it up. By faith, and this is for you, Wyman, by faith, think and grow rich with us, because all things do work together for your good if you believe and are called according to his purpose. That's a wrap.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to follow scripture, right? I mean, because that is
she dropped the mic on you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the core in it for me. And I think for me, I'm going to go back to something I said earlier, that faith is believing in something that seemingly has no reason for believing. But you can't explain it. You just absolutely know that this is the way it's supposed to go. That's supported by scripture. That's supported by this book that was written in 1937 and that has been heralded as the father of all motivational literature today. It's the foundation of how we achieve almost anything. And going back to what we said to Wyman, hard times come to test if you really believe what you say you believe. It's a test. Hard times come to see if you really want what you say you want, or if you're going to fold at the first sign of opposition. So I just really want to encourage everyone that if you have not purchased this book, if you have not gotten into this book, you are doing yourself and future generations a disservice by not getting this book into your spirit. And this is not something that you can read passively one time. You've got to get into it and get into the principles. And I guess I'm going to stop by saying something that Anne says to me every week, it seems, that the more times you read this book, eventually the book starts to read you. You will either find yourself either saying amen to key concepts, or saying ouch when they get too close to your life and your success, or some things that you're maybe not living into. So this has been an amazing show. Thank you for all the callers. This is Galen Bingham, CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. If you've got a goal that you've been trying to achieve for some time and you want to achieve that goal once and for all, forever, please reach out to me, give me a call, and we'll see if we can work again. Ursula, back to you.
Well, thank you. So as I bring this particular show to a close, I am as excited as I was in the beginning, because it indeed has turned out to be more than what I even expected. So for all of us, I challenge each of us to look at the clock. Whatever time it is, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this, give yourself 10 minutes and decide to take something that you know you want, some desire that you have, write it down, and also immediately after that, decide what action you're going to take toward making that desire come true. Because you believe in you, and you believe in the principles of this book and what you've heard today. So 10 minutes, I'm sure you have that much time you can invest in yourself. And with that, have a great leap day, a great leap year, and a great life. See you next Saturday.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version, restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.